Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei and joining me is Shan, if she ever arrives. Where is she?
Hi everyone! Oh, sorry I'm late, Feifei.
That's okay, you're here now. How was your trip to France?
Oh, the holiday was lovely, thanks. But it's not so great being back. I've returned to a shed load of emails. That's why I'm so late.
A what load of emails? Did you forget how to speak English on your holiday, Shan?
Of course not. A shed load just means a lot. So a shed load of something is a very large amount or number of something.
So I can say I've got shed loads of money.
Yes, that's right. Lucky you. We can also use the singular form, a shed load, as in you've got a shed load of money. Let's hear some more examples.
Jim gets paid shed loads of money, so don't worry. I'm sure he can afford it.
We don't need to go out for dinner tonight. We've got a shed load of food in the fridge.
We could also use shed load or shed loads without of if it's clear what we're talking about, like in these examples.
He spent shed loads on his new car.
I can't go anywhere. I've got shed loads to do today.
Great! So, shall we go and get some lunch now?
I told you, I've got all those emails to get through.
Yes, but you've got shed loads of time. There's no rush.
Okay, but as you've got shed loads of money, you're paying.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said it a few minutes ago. We all heard you.
But it was just an example. Oh, never mind. Come on, lunch is on me.
The English We Speak from BBC Learning English.